You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. We are off tomorrow. Tony, what are you going to do with your Friday?
Tony Kornheiser, and I'm going to spend it with someone I love. Pablo.
Yeah. Oh, that's Pablo. Good. Just 2 days ago, you sort of had to be reminded a little bit of who he was, but I won't point that out.
Well, no, I asked him to email me a picture, and he did, and now I know who he is. You know, the truth of the matter is it's going to rain in Washington all day. It's going to ruin my chance to play golf. I'm
You'll
very
play?
About
You'll
that.
Play anyway. You play in the rain. Come on.
I might go to the range, just the range. I'm not going to play. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Jets get optimistic about Aaron Rodgers. Fred Van Vliet rips a ref and a wild finish in college basketball. But we begin today with a report in the Arizona Republic that the Suns are concerned that Kevin Durant might miss the rest of the regular season. After slipping on the court in warmups last night and perhaps sustaining a grade 2 left ankle sprain. The Suns were 3-0 with Durant. They won last night's game easily against Oklahoma City without him. But Wilbon, if Durant is out 4 to 6 weeks, where does this leave your Suns?
I hope I'm wrong, Tony, but probably at home fairly early, given who you could play in the first round, even if you're the 4 seed with home court. You know, yesterday I told you 24 hours ago there was delirium here in the desert. Now there's just devastation. I mean, people are watching this on television. They're getting ready for the home debut of Kevin Durant, or they're watching it in person, and all of a sudden, your phone starts to light up if you're not watching because Kevin Durant has gone down in a heap. You just saw it. And I know in my case, you know, I got to consult in all ways, all things injury and medical with Dr. Jason, who's the Sun season ticket holder. And the words from his text were, I want to be wrong with 4 to 6. And I'm like, No, you got to be wrong. You can't have this. Because 4 to 6, Tony, the Suns needed all the time they had with Kevin Durant. So those 16 games, or whatever's remaining, you need those with Kevin Durant to get him incorporated. You don't just walk off the street and win an NBA championship. And so now that's what we're talking. Even if he could come back for the playoffs, we're talking about chance. And it's just... wow, it's devastation.
Yeah, I'm happy to know that for every team you care about, like the Bulls and the Bears and the Suns, you have people who will text you immediately with medical opinions. I admire that. I think that's great.
Yes, Dr. Jason, thank you.
My takeaway from this first thing was it's unbelievable how snake bit Kevin Durant is. It's unbelievable. He can't get out of his own way. There's no contact on this. He just goes down on the ground. And the last few years, as great a player as he is, he can't get on the court. If you remember, he tore his Achilles in the playoffs when he was with Golden State. He left Golden State to go to Brooklyn. He took that injury with him. Mike, this is not analytics. It's just numbers. He has played in 129 games of 291 he's been eligible for in Brooklyn.
That's 44%.
And Anthony Davis, 44. Anthony Davis plays in more than that. And he goes here, right there, 3-0 on the road. He doesn't even get to play in Phoenix when this happens.
No.
I will say this, that everything I said about Phoenix when they got him, I believe is completely true. I have to probably take it back. That within a week and a half, they'd be the best team in the West. I think they were. And now they're not. They traded away depth to get him because if
not
you have him
depth,
on the court, you don't need depth. Okay.
Yeah.
And now they don't have him on the court. They don't have him.
No. Tony, this is the sport you don't win in without your best player. We've seen this time and again and again and again. You don't do that. And so now you're going to wind up, people are going to question the trade. What's the window of opportunity? What happens next year? Can you bring everybody back whole? It's just a mess off a slip.
Yeah.
A slip on a wet spot on a floor.
The only thing I disagree with you on is I believe
what?
That Kevin Durant, in fact, can parachute in and be great right away, because I thought he was in those three games. We move now to Fred VanVleet's stirring oratory last night. After his Raptors were beaten by the Clippers and VanVleet had gotten teed up along the way, he had a few choice words about official Ben Taylor. Let us all watch and listen.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was f***ing terrible tonight. I thought that on most nights, you know, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just f***ed the game up. You come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech, changes the whole dynamic of the game, changes the whole flow of the game. And, you know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players.
Wilbon, what is your reaction to this?
You see my reaction. You and I have been covering the NBA for respectively 40 and 50 years. You and I have heard this and seen this. Sometimes a guy would say it directly to our faces back before, you know, you had all these fancy press conferences with lecterns and tables and microphones. We've been hearing this forever. Now, in this day and age, oh, my God, he's lucky David Stern is not the commissioner right now, but he's still going to get hit hard. Fred VanVleet, who is expressive. Fred VanVleet, one of my, he's probably in my top 10 interviews in the league. Just a guy you want to listen to and talk to. Oh, my God, did he go off road on this one? He's going to get fined. But you know what, Tony? And I hear from older players and former players that the communication between refs and players on the floor isn't what it used to be. I hear that all the time, and this would speak to that. He kind of speaks to it himself. There seems to be a bigger problem than just what happened last night with Toronto in this game. But, wow, this is an age-old. Remember when Tim Duncan got thrown out because he laughed at Joey Crawford? And John Barry and I went to the officials dressing room, and we said, Joey, I know how much you love Joey Crawford. And we said, Joey, why did you throw Tim Duncan out the game? And he said, because he was laughing. And it just, this is part of the yin and the yang for players and coaches, players and officials in that league.
Yeah, so the first thing that struck me about VanVleet was how remarkably composed he was as
yes.
he said these things. Let
yes.
us take the wider view here. The wider view, I find myself agreeing with him 100% on the fact that people go to games to see the players and not the refs. I agree
right.
with him on the fact that a referee, if they want to, can change the entire dynamic of a game. I can't comment on Ben Taylor because I don't know Ben Taylor, but much of what VanVleet has said here would be shared by 90% of the players who honestly believe that if there were no refs, the game would be just as good.
Right.
VanVleet also, VanVleet stood up and he said, I know I'm going to get fined. And I agree with you, he's going to get fined. But I'm going to go a step further. If there were a living, breathing commissioner in the NBA, he wouldn't just get fined. They'd sit him down for a couple of games because he attacked the integrity of the entire system. And the way that we know there's not a living, breathing commissioner at the NBA right now is because he hasn't said anything about Ja Morant. He hasn't said a word about
yeah.
that. VanVleet went off on this guy. He said it's personal, and he went off on this guy.
Let me ask you this real quickly, Tone. Do you think this could be the impetus to have like a summit, to say we've got a bigger problem here, we've got to address this now, maybe even before we get to the playoffs because we can't have this?
I suspect, as you suspect, that so many players feel that way, and the lack of anger with VanVleet indicates to me this is a
yeah.
common feeling.
Yes, yes it is. Woo! Let's move to the National Football League where the Jets meeting with Aaron Rodgers earlier this week appears to have gone well. Diana Russini reports the Jets are becoming more confident of their chances of landing Rodgers, with Jets owner Woody Johnson excited and satisfied about the potential match. The Jets and Packers are reportedly in conversations about possible trade compensation. Tony, where would a Rodgers move put the Jets, the team of your youth, and leave the Packers?
Yep. Let me just get rid of the Packers first. If this happens to the Packers, it's not going to be nearly as devastating as a lot of people are going to say, because they're sick of the drama with Aaron Rodgers. It's years of this, and they don't care. And you get to see Jordan Love. And if
yeah.
you recall, when Aaron Rodgers came in after sitting on the bench behind Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers was great. So you get to see if Jordan Love is great or not. Where does it leave the Jets? It puts them in a position for 1 or 2 years to be absolutely great. It's the same thing as Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. I mean, they could be great. It would give them credibility at the quarterback position that they haven't had in a long time. You might want to argue, Mike, you might want to argue that they had a little bit with Chad Pennington or with Ken O'Brien or with Mark Sanchez. I'd go all the way back to Namath, and I'm going back 60 years. I mean, this gives the Jets a certain amount of hope. But, you know, like they say about the Jets, they got everything but a quarterback. Be Richard wary Todd. Of what you wish for. They said that about Denver, and they got Russell Wilson, and the team stunk. So,
well, you know why I think the team stunk. Tony, I hear you about Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay, you drafted a guy 3 years ago. What the hell? You moved up a little bit, a few picks to get him. Unimportant.
Yeah.
You drafted the guy you wanted. You scouted him all year. You got him. Play him. I thought the Packers were fairly gutless for not playing him last year. And Rodgers didn't do anything last year for Green Bay. So they could have played him last year. The draft pick was 3 years ago. Where does it leave the Packers? It leaves them back in the pack with the Bears and the Lions and the Vikings. And I don't know. That's something that I'll get real interested in. Most people will not. The Jets, I think, is probably being wildly overstated how good they'll be, how instantly credible. I think it'll be wildly overstated. I hear this now. And I know Aaron Rodgers is a first ballot Hall of Famer. But
yes, he
what
is.
Is he, 38, 39?
39.
I mean, 39. Is he going to be 39. Brady for Tampa? Maybe he will be that, and it won't be overstated. But
let me just say this. Aaron Rodgers is not Sam Darnold, and he is not Zach Wilson. They were whispers. Aaron Rodgers has done this. He's a promise. He's not a whisper. And at least it gets people talking about the Jets, as you say, the team of my youth. They're within shouting distance of the Giants, and they're never usually even within shouting distance. Let's take a break. Coming up, what's the word for the way DePaul, Chicago's own, won last night's game against Seton Hall?
And Connor McDavid stands in the way of the Bruins' 11th straight win. Connor McDavid. I'd rather watch Connor McDavid than anybody in the sport. Since Lemieux, but other than Patrick
Kane,
since
you don't watch Ovechkin?
Since Gretzky. Yeah,
what about Ovechkin?
Great. No, he doesn't.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time to get it on with Lexicon. What's first?
The play that decided yesterday's game between DePaul and Seton Hall was blank.
So my word is just. And let me set this thing up. DePaul had come back furiously in the last 30 seconds or so of that game. They led by one. Seton Hall went down the court and launched a shot at the buzzer. Okay, the initial call is goaltending, which means that Seton Hall wins the game by one. Then they go and review it, and they look at it closely, and they decide it's not goaltending, it's not in the cylinder, it's a clean block, so DePaul wins. Mike, my sense of this is, that's all you can ask for. You get the best replay you can, you take your time because it's very important, and you come out with a decision that you think is right. I understand there are some people who, like Seton Hall, are going to say that's crazy, that was goaltending, but I thought it was an honest effort, and I would live with that decision.
Amen to everything you said, Tony. I'm not even going to go in that direction. I'm going to go in a personal direction. It's a flashback for me. I know it's one win, and DePaul's like 10-22, and they lost to Northwestern by 38 this year in Chicago. So I know this is not the team of Ray Meyer and Mark Aguirre and Terry Cummings and Teddy Grubbs and Skip Money Diller. I know it's not that, but just when DePaul's in the headline, Tony, I think you know a little bit about this because you were covering a lot of college basketball those decades ago. Long before the Bulls became important in Chicago, long before, Ray Meyer and the DePaul Blue Demons ran the city when it comes to basketball of any kind. And so when DePaul wins a game in any tournament or has a moment, I rooted for DePaul way before I rooted for the Bulls or Northwestern. DePaul was my team when I was 6 and 7 years old. And so for me, it's a flashback. I feel very good about it. I'm sorry for Seton Hall. I really am.
That's fine. Next.
Connor McDavid and the Oilers facing the Bruins tonight should be blank.
It should be watched. Really, I know there's a lot of college basketball on, but I don't think there's a conference final in a big conference. I think these are mostly earlier round games that probably don't mean much. The Bruins have won 10 games in a row. They are on pace to have more wins and more points than any team ever. And let me emphasize, ever in the National Hockey League. Connor McDavid has scored 27 points in the last 11 games. You kidding me with that? And Connor McDavid is on a pace to have the kind of year that nobody ever had other than people named Gretzky and Lemieux. So to me, the last time they played, McDavid had 2 goals and Boston won 3-2. I don't know what more you could ask. This could be the best regular season game of the entire season. So I think if you're a sports fan, you have to watch it.
Well, Tony, more importantly, it could be league changing. And when I say league changing, Boston's the best team. Boston looks unstoppable. They look like a runaway freight train. Just start etching their names on the cup now. But if there's a guy who can stand there and say, I got this in this era, it would seem to be Connor McDavid. Now, you mentioned in the break, you said, what about Ovechkin? Ovechkin's great. Yeah. But Ovechkin needs to be set up in the position where he is, where he's inside the blue line, usually on the left side, and that slap shot's going past your butt. It is. But, Tony, Ovechkin's not breathtaking with the puck. Connor McDavid is. He can dominate you end to end, and I am going to watch this game tonight. Very excited about it. Could be league-changing. Maybe not, but could be.
That's final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Yankees get bad news about another starting pitcher.
And can North Carolina keep it going tonight against Virginia? Man, we're not rooting for that in my house.
You didn't mention George Mikan. You left out the name George Mikan.
I meant to say Mikan.
I mean, national champion.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, Clint Dempsey, one of the greatest American soccer players of all time. Dempsey started in the MLS with the New England Revolution and finished with the Seattle Sounders. He was a 4-time All-Star in 9 seasons. But between New England and Seattle, Dempsey played 8 years in the Premier League with Fulham and then Tottenham. Dempsey's 72 goals with Premier League teams are the most ever by an American. Dempsey's 57 goals for the U.S. national team ties him with Landon Donovan for the most ever. Last year, Dempsey was inducted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame, and during the World Cup, Dempsey was an analyst on the Fox broadcasts.
Let's see, Tony, you also got Pulisic, you got Claudio Reyna, you've got Tim Howard. I mean, it's too late for Tim, but the other, maybe Pulisic's coming to get him at some point, maybe.
Happy anniversary, Fat Lever. On this day 38 years ago, the Denver Nuggets point guard set an NBA record with 8 steals in one quarter. It was the third quarter, and Lever finished that win over Indiana with an unusual triple-double of 10 steals, 15 assists, and 13 points. Lever is still 11th all-time with 43 triple-doubles. He was Denver's leader in that category until Nikola Jokic came along and obliterated Lever's total. Lever was a 2-time All-Star, and his number 12 jersey has been retired by both Denver and Arizona State. His given name is Lafayette. His brother first called him Fat because he couldn't pronounce Lafayette.
I'm going to say Fat Lever is like 6'4", no bigger than that. And in my book, Tony, Fat Lever is the most underrated NBA player of modern times. I could say all time,
really?
But I don't know about the league in the 50s and the early 60s. Fat Lever is great.
Wow.
And people don't even know who he is. And it's a shame because he was great. The injuries got him, his knees. But what a player.
Happy trails, Carlos Rodon. The prize free agent left-hander will be lost to the Yankees at the start of the season because of a left forearm strain. Rodon, who signed for 6 years and $162 million, will not throw for 7 to 10 days before a reevaluation. Yankees GM Brian Cashman said, and I'm quoting here, in a perfect world, he's back sometime in April, unquote. Rodon had Tommy John surgery in 2019, and last year in San Francisco threw more than 140 innings for the first time since 2016. Rodon goes to the sideline where he can sit next to Frankie Montas, who had labrum surgery last month and who is expected to miss much of 2023.
Well, Tony, sometime in April is not as foreboding as 4 to 6 weeks for Durant in a season that ends in about 4 weeks. So hopefully he can get back out there, and sometime in April would work pretty well for the rest of the season, if.
I know you say this about, I understand your pain about Durant, but he has proven over the course of his career, you can drop him in and he's great.
Yeah.
Once he gets on the court, he's been great.
He has
don't
been.
You think?
He has been. I'm in
Please,
dismay
don't despair.
About this.
No despair in the desert. No dismay in the desert. No devastation in the desert.
Devastation.
No D words in the desert. Only dessert in the desert. Let's go to the big finish. Lonzo Ball might need a third surgery on his left knee. Oh, my. What are your thoughts?
Now, that's despair in Chicago. And there are people who have said this year he may never play again. I hope that diagnosis is wrong. Shohei gave up just one hit, struck out 5 in 4 innings against China. I know you're impressed.
I'm impressed, and you know what I want? I want to see Japan play against the United States and Shohei pitch against Mike Trout. Everybody wants to see that. Dylan Brooks and Draymond Green have been taking shots at each other. They play tonight. What do you expect?
I don't care about their beef. I want to see the Golden State Warriors look like champions on the road. 5 straight at home, so what? Win a game on the road. Colin Morikawa, my man, shot 7 under at the Players. Give him some dap now. Dap him up.
He's not even leading with 7 under. That's really something. Rory was +4. I guess it's not one of those, no-cut limited field events, is it? Last one, North Carolina, number 13, Virginia tonight. Who you got in your house?
If Virginia's going to make a run, beating Carolina would be a nice place to start it tonight in the ACC tournament.
Your house is a whose house, isn't it? It really is.
It's a whose house.
Yeah. Trying to better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheim.
We're bumped by college basketball tomorrow, so enjoy your weekend, knuckleheads. Here's SportsCenter.